Anyway, good morning. There are a few things we need to share with you before we begin worship. If you have any cell phones or electronic devices, please silence them. If you have any requests for prayers, there are pew cards in front of you. If you fill out the cards, the deacons will collect them, Auntie Judy and Jackie will collect the cards. It's okay. They can sit there. Nobody, yeah, come back. Go right there. Right there. It's already 10 o'clock. Yeah, we can move the cards. So if you have any requests for prayers, please fill out the cards. There's one thing I want to share with you. In a moment, Kara's going to share a few words of appreciation for those of you who were here at the all during the week and yesterday for our annual luau. For 28 years, we've been able to welcome so many special guests to come and share their music, songs, chants, and dances with us. And for 28 years, we've relied on the help of members and friends of the church to welcome Malahini and Kama'aina, to newcomers and those born and raised here in Hawaii to Makena. Each year, there was a theme and it was highlighted. One year, it was on fishing. One year, on La'au La'pa'au, Hawaiian medicine. Another year on Hawaiian quilts, still another on the rich variety of Hawaiian lei, including flowers, feathers, seeds, and shells. One year we paid tribute to the island of Kahoʻolawe, and another to our kupuna, or elders, for whom Makena was home. So the decorations, and in the old days we used to set up an exhibit in the sanctuary, all of that reflected the theme. This year, we simply said, Hana Ho, one more time. Like many of you, I've grown older, and with each passing year, takes a lot of work to host the luau. But the tickets and posters for our luau this year was a painting done by Rolf, now I'm going to mess this up, Preuss, there you go. I think it's a German name, on his recent visit to Maui. And we have the card at the gift table. On the back of it, it says, Nana I Hope, Nana I Mua. It was a theme for one of our luau several years ago. It means looking back, looking forward. So I'm saying this to those of you who have been members of this church for many, many years, and those of you who are friends that have come back over the years. Whatever the future may hold, our journey forward must always be measured from those in whose footsteps we follow. So we honor them as we move forward.
There is one thing I would want to call to your attention. Mahalo to those of you who provided your help with our 28th annual luau yesterday. We appreciate those of you who were here to help with the cleanup on Saturday, March 2nd. And those who helped with the setup and cleanup yesterday. The Luau is an annual fundraiser for our church, but we are also able to share funds that are raised with the musicians, singers, chanters, and dancers who come to share their time with us. Are there any other announcements?
And as Cameron comes up, just hands, how many of you were able to be with us yesterday? Good.
Aloha kakou. I'm Cameron Keyes, and I'm part of the cast of The Pirates of Penzance. It's at the EL Theater this afternoon at 3, and then next weekend, Friday, Saturday night, and another Sunday matinee. We do an irreverent performance of the original show written by Gilbert and Sullivan 150 years ago, basically. We do have a lot of fun, and we think our audiences have a lot of fun watching what we do. So if you got a chance, come and see our show. Aloha.
We welcome those of you who are visiting us for the first time, or if you are returning to us again. If you are able, please stand. Aloha and welcome. And I think Pauline had an Pauline, you have announcements?
Yes, I'm sorry. I just want to say, I want to acknowledge again what a lot of work company did for all these 28 years. Mm-hmm. I was lucky I had 20 years of it. So I would like to say another very big thank you. Mm-hmm. And you can throw you up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. We invite you to join us for our Aloha Hour following our time of worship. As we begin our service, we ask that you be in quiet meditation.
Thank you.
As we begin our time of worship, we ask that you remain standing if you are able, and follow us in our call to worship beginning on page 3 of your worship bulletin.
O kamea noho iho ma kahimalu o kamea ki e loa. E moe oia ma ke aka o kamea manaloa. E olelo aku au ya Yehova. Ku'u pu'ohunua, ku'u pu'ukawa hoi, ku'u akua, e paulele aku au iaia.
You live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We'll say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
No kamea ua ho'olilo no oi ya Yehova, ku'u pu'uhonua, I kamea ki'e ho'i, I vahi noho ai no. A'ole oi e lo'ohia I ka hewa, a'ole e ho'o kokoke mai, kamea ino I ko haleleva.
Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent.
No kamea e kau ohamai no ia I ka poe anela no, e malama ia oe ma kou mau au au a pau.
For God will command the angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
E kahea mai no oia iau, e pani aku au iaia, o vau pume ia maloko o ka pō pilikia, nau no ia e ho'opākele ae, e ho'ohanohano no ho'i iaia. E ho'onui aku au I kona maula, ho'ike aku no ho'i au iaia I ko ho'ola.
When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. As we sing our first song this morning, you are the salt of the earth, O people. We ask that you remain standing if you are able. The hymn can be found in the New Century Hymnal on page 181.
Thank you.
We ask that you remain standing if you are able and join us in first our mission statement, first said in Hawaiian, followed by English, and then we will sing the Lord's Prayer again, first in Hawaiian, followed by English, and that begins on page 5 of your worship bulletin.
Ho kumu ia kai kalesia o ke avalai e koma koma o kupuna I kupa'a ma hope o ke aloha o ke akua mai ke kahi haunauna a ke kahi haunauna aku o ma kono na haumana a Yesu Christo E hea hea aku la, me ke aloha, I nā la hui a pau, I ko mako ohana. Lave lave ia nā la hui a pau, e ko ke avalai, ma o kapilina uhane, o ke kaya ulu akea. I ho'olokahi ia, Ka ho'omana kalikiano me ka mo'o meheu Hawaii. Kea Hawaii Congregational Church, founded by our kupuna, is committed to sharing God's aloha from generation to generation. As haumana of Jesus Christ, we welcome all, love all, and accept all into our ohana. Ke avalai ministers to all, through the spiritual gifts we share as our diverse community, uniting our Christian faith and Hawaiian heritage.
You may be seated. It is now time for our children and our youth.
The Faithful Three. Oh, there's somebody else there. So we had the luau yesterday. A lot of people worked really hard. And you know what happens every year after the luau? I'm so tired that I need to be rescued. So Cameron's going to sing a song from Beyonce, right? You singing a Beyonce song? No? Come. Okay. I've asked, the song that Cameron's going to sing is taken from the text in the reading from the Psalms at the beginning. And I mentioned to Danette, who grew up Southern Baptist and I grew up Pentecostal, that I learned it from the Roman Catholic Church. Yeah, it's a wonderful song, and those of you who've grown up in that tradition will recognize it right away. And I guess it's about when we go through difficulties, yeah? When we have hard time, when things get difficult, that we can rise up. Cameron.
God's help.
So mahalo iaʻoe ke akua. Thanks be to God. So Zoe Zander, we're gonna see you on Friday, yeah? For Uncle Maddie. Yes, we are.
As we begin this season of Lent, we come aware that long, long ago, the people of Israel came out of the wilderness and into a land flowing with milk and honey. They were finally able to offer to God baskets full in joyful celebration. We too bring the fresh fruit, the first fruits of all that God has so generously given us with joy and thanksgiving. We will receive the morning offering.
Thank you.
Let us pray. You are indeed gracious and generous, O God. Yet as we look about our world, there are many for whom your grace and abundance is lacking. We come grateful for food that sustains us on our journey, aware that so many others are left without. So it is that we offer back to you a portion of all that we have received, setting down our baskets in celebration of your greatest gift, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Makainoa epulene. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading this morning comes from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, which may be found on page 150 of your Pew Bible, or page 11 of this bulletin. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I will give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. May God add his blessing to the reading of this morning.
I think God will add
many blessings to the reading since he read mine. No, Kate worked really hard at the luau yesterday, so the day after the luau, we're good, everything's okay. But thank you, that was done really well. And for that reason, when we get to that time in the service, I'm not going to read it again. And if you want to know what was in her reading, it's printed on page 11. It really was a great joy for me yesterday at our luau. And I think I might have been sharing with Taka or someone if you were here. What I saw, people say, well, what's the difference? You know, they go to the hotel for a luau. And I think for us, it's about relationships. It's about seeing old friends, friends we haven't seen for a long time. It's about making new friends. You know, people think, well, what can you do for like 4 hours at a luau? A lot of it has to do with visiting. And what struck me yesterday, and this is a joy, I was looking over at some of the folks who come back to us time and time again, some of the women who were dancing, some of the men. And if you knew the story of their lives and the things that they've struggled with, do you know what? We go through all of that, and they get up there, and this joy of dancing and singing and chanting that I think gives us all strength and can sustain us through the most difficult of times. So for those of you who went to bed really early last night, for those of you who just came to enjoy the day with us, thank you. There are many things going on. Having just said we talk about relationships, let me share with you things that we have and some of the things that have come in on the cards this morning. We continue to include in our prayers the family and friends of Matthew Poloai Winters. Matthew suffered an aneurysm while working on Kauai a few weeks ago. He was medevaced to Honolulu, but he died the next day on February 28th. He was 39 years old, and he's Zoe and Xander's uncle. Prayers for the family and friends, but especially for Sal Poloai, his partner. There will be a service here this Friday beginning at 10 a.m. We also received word this week that Kahu Richard Kamanu of Honolulu, a very good and dear and longtime friend of many of us here at in McKenna, he's out of the intensive care unit at the Queen's Medical Center following surgery on March 2nd. In the weeks ahead, he'll be undergoing physical rehabilitation. For now, if you happen to be on Oahu, please, no visits. I think if you have his email or want to send a card to him, that would be okay, but no visits right now. And then the other week, we received a request from Brett Haler of Kihei, and to include in our prayers Danielle Vandenberg of Scottsdale, Arizona. Danielle died in January. Last Sunday, we included in our prayers Betty Burke of Pleasanton, California. We received word on Thursday from Larry, her husband, that she had to undergo emergency surgery because of an infection that followed her recent surgery. So prayers for Betty. On Wednesday, we received an email from our good and dear friend, the Reverend Dr. Alan Pusak of South Africa, that Elna, his wife, recently had an MRI procedure done following some deterioration in the movement of her right hand and leg. And Ellen was saying it's changed a little.
Like a blood clot.
So they have to drain it or remove it? Or
they have to remove it. It's like bleeding, so they have to remove it.
Yeah. So that, do you know when it's coming up?
No.
Okay. Yeah, and this young lady that's speaking very clearly up front is the daughter of Elna and Dr. Busak, and she's here visiting us from San Francisco. She's at the University of San Francisco. And then her friend Rihanna Jones from South Bend, Indiana, and she's at St. Mary's College. So we hanai'd them. They're family to us now. Rhiannon doesn't know that, but she is. And they're staying with Auntie Ellen and Uncle Taka. So welcome back. On the cards this morning, Jeff Mitchell, Exeter, New Hampshire. Prayers for Ruth Ani, who died in 2017. She's from Tawasin, British Columbia. There actually will be a memorial service for here very shortly. It will be with family and friends at Ma'alaya Harbor. Also from Ken and Yetta worked really hard at the Luau. Prayers for the Stephanian family of North Vancouver, British Columbia. Greg, age 35, died suddenly and unexpectedly on Sunday. So prayers for the family. Also for Greg's sister, Sarah, who is suffering from stage 4 breast cancer. And from Diana, she's out there, I can see her waving. Prayers for her mom, Linda Grant Schneider, as she makes health decisions. And Linda also has breast cancer. And then she's happy, on your worship bulletin, there's a photograph of Diana and her daughter, Gracie, on the cover. And all the photographs are of people
of luaus in the past, and you notice on the footnote it says photographs by Mary Reba Kircher, a former member of our church who died not too long ago. So for that work and what Mary Reba has done to us, we give thanks to God. And Voight and Mary Jean Lenmark, Minneapolis, Minnesota, granddaughter will be visiting next Sunday, Ashley, so safe travels. Voight, is she coming in from Minneapolis?
No, from Arizona.
Happy birthday to Diana.
Yeah. Birthday.
And is Diana in here?
No.
Okay, Diana, wherever you are, happy birthday. Okay. And from Tim and Cindy Mead, they're very happy that Tim's cousin. Oh, Cindy's cousin, Marie Johnson, is visiting from Pleasanton, California. And I'll tag on to that, that Tim and Cindy celebrated their 38th anniversary on Thursday. So congratulations. I should have asked Tim how many years have they been married. Yeah? If he said like 25, you'd be in big trouble. Or if you said feels like 50. And all the others of you who are celebrating anniversaries, thank you for being a sign of God's love among us. It's hard not to talk about the world outside the doors of the church for people who are affected by wars and armed conflicts. And I'll name some of the countries today: Yemen, Syria, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Serbia, Venezuela, and Algeria. We also pray for those affected by natural disasters, especially those who place themselves in harm's way as first responders. After the massive winter storm the other week, many of you know, and chances are if we kept talking to each other, we would know people or families in Alabama and Georgia who were struck by the EF4 tornado, winds 170 miles per hour. 23 people died and many more were injured. So for if you have family or friends in that area and for those communities, we keep them in our prayers. Also, efforts to seek reasonable ways to reduce everyday gun violence across the U.S. We continue to lift our prayers for people who are doing that work. We pray for all of our religious and political leaders, and we will always pray for our enemies. And again, a word of thanks to those of you who were able to celebrate the day with us yesterday here in McKenna. Let us pray. God of our ancestors and our God, you are to us a pu'ohunua, a refuge. We have found in you a dwelling place. Your rescue and protection gives us confidence. So on this first Sunday of Lent, we gather in the safety of your presence to begin the season of looking at ourselves. Hear our prayers and direct our thoughts in this hour and in this season. We admit that our trust in you has sometimes wavered. The words on our lips have not been your word. Our thoughts have not centered on your will for us. We've tried to live by bread alone, choosing to focus our lives on material gain. We seek the attention and power as if the measure of our worth lies in public acclaim. Help us, O God, to see ourselves and to realize your purpose for us. We thank you for assuring us that all who call on your name will be saved. We thank you for showing us a life of wholeness and integrity in Jesus of Nazareth. We're grateful for the witness of the one who does not live by bread alone, that only you are to be worshipped. help us to trust and not to put you to the test. For we bring to you our first fruits, offering to others what we have received. Our prayers embrace those who are hurting near and far. As we pray for those we name and for the multitudes we will never know. You are our refuge and fortress, our shelter and shade. We pray these things then in the name of Jesus Christ, who is gracious and generous to all who call upon him. Teach us like him to hand ourselves over in love for you, for one another, and for all people. E aumai yamako ilike me yesu. E avi yamako iho ike aloha no. Ano ke kahi me ke kahi. Amina poe apau. Amen.
We ask that you stand if you are able and join us in singing our Hawaiian hymn this morning. Hymn number 496.
I gotta go to the one.
Ikolu Mea Nui. Be seated. Well, since Kahu seems to have disappeared, I will read what I was supposed to read earlier. Romans 10, chapters 8 through 13. But what does it say? The word is near you on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call to him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. May God add his blessing to the reading of this morning.
Well, what can I say? I forgot something.
Okay. Moving right along. The one thing good about the day after the luau is, although I'm short of breath, I'm usually not long-winded on a day like today. So, okay, let's give this a try. I promise, we'll get out of here soon. Okay, so if you've ever driven the southeastern flank of Haleakala from Ulupalakua to Kaupo, you know how breathtaking the view can be, yeah? From Mauka to Makai. The lush area of Ulupalakua disappears into the grasslands as you drive further east. Sometimes withered and brown during the dry season, other times vibrant and green when the rains come, particularly during this time of year, during the season of the Makahiki. Today the area is sparsely populated, and despite the presence of cattle, the area can feel like a wilderness. It was not so in ancient times. A significant population of fishermen, farmers, and ali'i, or chiefs, lived in the area. Maloa, the first ali'i to rule Maui, was born in Kaupo. The area is rich in Hawaiian mythology and archaeological evidence. It's believed that the first Polynesians to arrive on Maui landed in Kaupo. 20 generations later, the great chief Pi'ilani laid the foundation for the road that would encircle Maui and bear his name. And Lo'aloa Heiau, the largest war temple throughout the islands, was located in Kaupo, along with other archaeological sites that now include fishing shrines, petroglyphs, and the remains of extensive sweet potato fields. In 1832, the year that this church was established here in McKenna, American missionaries recorded the Kanaka Maoli, or native population, at over 3,000. At that time, it was the highest count for any Maui district. But in the years that followed, a smallpox epidemic swept through the area and decimated the population. It's almost unimaginable that the area was once a thriving community. Its windswept grasslands, wide open terrain, and rough rocky shoreline can overwhelm the senses during the day, but I imagine there would be stories to tell that only the night would know. After all, Kaupo means to arrive, Kau means to arrive, and Po means by night. And some say this is in reference to the midnight landing of war canoes. My own unease about the wilderness of Kaupo came at a stop along the shoreline at Manawai Nui Gulch. It's the one section of the highway that drops down towards the ocean. And if you've been out there, what marks it, besides the fact that you can get out of your car and just walk down to the water's edge, is once you leave the area, apparently where the bridge used to be is considered federal. So when you go out to Kaupo, the road is like this. You get to the bridge, it's like this. You get on the other side, it's back to this. So if you go out that way and you get to that bridge, you're at Manawai Nui. It was at that landing, the first time I drove to the area, that I thought, I'm not sure how I would feel about being out here after midnight. I had already heard more than a few night stories about the area, and though fishermen frequent the area during the day and overnight, it seems like there are always stories to tell about other inhabitants of a less visible sort that come out at night. I suspect my unease has a lot to do with being afraid of being alone. We do not know how Jesus would have felt if he found himself out in Kaupo at Manawai Nui. But I imagine he may have thought, I'm not so sure how I feel about going out there. But he did go out
into the wilderness, at least where he lived. When he returned from the Jordan, the day he was baptized by John, and thankfully, we are told he was full of the Spirit and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. He did not go alone. Today is the first Sunday of Lent. This season sets us on a journey that begins in the wilderness. We follow the way of Jesus, who faced trials and troubles, temptations and testings. And like him, we know we are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us, and God's word is on our lips. Our call is to trust in God alone, to do God's will in all things. God leads us not only into the wilderness, but through the wilderness. In our reading from the Gospel according to Luke, the devil tempted Jesus to turn stones into bread, to take control of the kingdoms of the world, and to perform a spectacular stunt that would cause the crowds to ooh and awe. But Jesus refused. He refused to succumb to the allure of possessions, prestige, and power. He knew enough that bread alone, material possessions and material wealth, was not something to be desired. He knew enough that prestige, being venerated and held in high regard by others, was not something to be desired. And he knew enough that testing God's power was not the same as trusting in God's power. If we are to follow in his way, and if we are led by the Spirit, the temptation of possessions, prestige, and power will give way to a life of service. And if we are to follow in his way, we will come find strength that comes from praying. We remember that when Jesus was baptized at the Jordan by John, heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the kinolao, or bodily form of a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." It was when he was being baptized that he prayed, and it was when he returned from the Jordan that he went into the wilderness. As we begin our journey during this season of Lent, we do so mindful that our truest hunger is not for possessions or prestige or power, but for what our souls crave most. Lent reminds us that we desire God, that we need God, if we are to truly live.
As we prepare for baptism, we ask that you stand if you are able and join us in singing hymn number 90, Ieno Lako e Jesu, found in the beige hymnal.
Thank you.
be seated.
Faye, Randall, and Jenna, the sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God. The promise of the good news of Jesus Christ is to all of us. It is the mark of our acceptance into the care of Christ's church, this sign and seal which makes pa'a, or firm, a life of faith and discipleship. Baptism is a sacrament through which we are united to Jesus Christ and given a part in Christ's ministry of reconciliation. It is the visible sign of an invisible event, the reconciliation of the people of God. It shows the death of self and the rising to new life.
Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Anyone who abides in me and I in that person is the one who bears much fruit. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full."
Jenna, Randall, and Faye, do you desire to be baptized into the faith and ohana of Jesus Christ? If so, please say, "I do." Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, please say, "I do."
I do.
Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's haumana, his disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, please say, "I promise with the help of God." Mahalo. Members and friends of Kevalai Congregational Church, Faye, Randall, and Jenna live in
Seba.
Seba Beach, Alberta, Canada. Yes, there is a beach there. Of sorts. A lake beach. Randall's parents, Raymond and Maxine Goss, were frequent visitors to Maui. And up until Raymond's death in 2015, both he and Maxine were a part of our church family whenever they were here on island. So for the Goss Ohana, Maui, and in particular Keawalai, has always been their home away from home. So they come to us as mom, dad, daughter, husband, wife, mom, dad, daughter. And there are two other sisters, but they're in other parts of Canada that are not quite like Maui right now, yeah? Yes, they're probably very cold right now. Having said this, I ask those of you who are members and friends of this church, do you promise your love, care, and support to the ones who are about to be baptized? If so, please say, "We promise." Mahalo. And we always give leilau ki, so I'm going to do this. So, Dad, you give this one to your wife. And the leilau ki is always to keep you safe in your journey. And mom, you give this to your husband. We never quite done this before. And then together, you give it to Jenna. Yeah? And I will offer a word of blessing, but I want to share with you that whenever we have people come to us, I always look at their names, and if they don't have a Hawaiian name on the day of their baptism, they get one. So I'm going to share this with you so you know. Faye Lynn Goss, her name is Hi'ilani. It means praise. And it comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 30. "Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates." Randall John Goss, whom we call Pono on this day, means righteous. And it comes from Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 7. "The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." And Jenna Faith Brody, you have the longest of the three names. We will call you Ke'ahe Ahe Malie on this day. which means a still, small voice. It comes from 1 Kings, where there's a line about God, that God's voice was not in the thunder, in the wind, or in the lightning, but in a still, small, quiet voice. That's where we find Keakua. So, if you guys get to hold hands, a word of blessing for all of you. Na yeho oi mai ka I mai a e malama mai na yeho ve ka mai ka malama lama o kona maka maluni I ho o a e loko mai ka I mai ia oi na yeho ve malu ia mai ia oi a e ha avi mai I maluni o. May God bless you and keep you all. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God's countenance be lifted up upon you, give you peace this day and forevermore. Ki ilani pono ke ahi ahi malie. Amen.
As our service comes to a close, we ask that you stand if you are able and join us in singing hymn number 211, Lord Jesus, Who Through 40 Days, found in the New Century Hymnal.
As the benediction is offered, may you in your hearts bless one another. Imawaku kaluku mai kai, o kahaku Yesu Christo, me ke aloha o ke akua, me ka lana puana o ka uhane molele, me ka koa pau, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Aloha.